And welcome back to Cool Science Radio. Well, October is just around the corner, and that means it's time for the Future in Review Fire Conference. Sharon Anderson Morris is the Programs Director for Strategic News Service, SNS, also the Future in Review Fire Events, and she's the Managing Director of Fire Films, supporting world-changing documentaries to create positive global awareness and change. The Future in Review Conference will be at the Stein Erickson Lodge from October 9th through the 12th. Sharon, welcome back to Cool Science Radio.
Thank you, John. Nice to be here.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the conference this year. For people not familiar with it, tell them what it's all about.
Oh, okay. So, well, I'm biased, but it's so cool. We bring in people from all over the world who are experts in the newest technologies that are being utilized to help educate and to transform our world on many different levels. We talk about what's happening with space, with artificial intelligence, with education, with healthcare. And I think, John, actually, we've invited you to moderate some of our panels this year. We're going to be talking about the oceans and bringing experts together on how to save our oceans. And we really do have solutions for this. And one of them is a local speaker from the aquarium, Brent Anderson. And he'll be talking about coral reef salvation. And we're talking also about artificial intelligence, which Elon Musk thinks is our demise. And is it really going to be our demise or not? We'll talk about next form of transportation. Last year and a few years, we've been talking about Hyperloop transportation technologies. We'll be talking about air travel. And I think, John, you'll be moderating that panel about how to utilize, like Airbus is right now creating air taxis for travel that's autonomous, and what's that going to look like, and what kind of security issues will we have with that?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's so many topics.
Sharon, over the last couple of years, we've been lucky enough to broadcast Cool Science Radio from up there. We won't be doing that this year, but lucky you have John to moderate some panels. I'm wondering about the aftermath of the fire conference. I mean, when you're there, there's such a buzz and such an energy with all of this knowledge and all of these people sharing their knowledge between different sorts of disciplines and industries. Right. And I'm wondering, you know, what's the most exciting thing that you've seen come out of the conference? And, you know, you talked about Hyperloop, and you've had that at the conference the last couple of years. And, you know, that might be something.
There's such cool stuff. Well, I think one of the things, I mean, fire is not just a conference. It is where we show the work that's been doing. We've been working with technology leaders all year long. That's a culmination of what we've done. And then there's a restart to continue with the work. I think that, you know, the future of travel to me is fascinating. And there's so many different issues. So we're bringing, you know, the experts together about travel, whether we're talking about on land with Hyperloop or, you know, in space or above ground. We're bringing the experts to talk about all of the aspects of the future of travel. I think also healthcare, our healthcare initiative. I'm really proud of this. We're bringing forward, in fact, Mary Beckerly, who's the CEO of Huntsman, will be on our panel, of something called Project Apollo, which is a collaboration with Dr. Larry Smarr, and this is from FIRE, and Dr. Michael Carissa, who's worked together to create a consortium of patients with experience, and I happen to be one of them, and I am on the board, full disclosure, because of my passion for this, to teach patients to educate themselves so that they can educate their doctors. We find it critical right now because I don't know how long it takes for you to get to see your doctor, but I have found that, especially as a cancer survivor, I need to know more about myself than the doctor does so that I can share with her what's happening with me. And this is happening more and more. And this is the way that we are going, is educating the patient to be able to know what options a patient has instead of being told what the patient has, may or may not have. And finding the technology companies that the patient can go to for resources for doing their own diagnostics on their biome, on anything. So that, I think, is a really big deal for our FIRE conference this year, is the future of healthcare, and I'm really excited to be part of that.
And this is the fourth year that we'll be involved, Cool Science Radio, at FIRE. And one of my observations is that there's a lot of information that you get from the main hall where the panels convene, where the information is disseminated, these experts are brought in on all these different areas. And then there's breakout sessions as well in other separate rooms. But the most fascinating piece to me are the people that attend the conference and the types of conversations you have at a coffee break or at a dinner. The first dinner that I attended that you invited me to, I'm sitting with senior level people from NASA. On one side, and the other side is Khan Klobajnikov, I'll talk about him in a minute, but who's doing this incredible, groundbreaking research on being able to communicate with animals.
Right.
And then we had Bebop Gresta on Hyperloop technology. This is all at the same dinner table.
Right.
So it's the attendees, and it's the information that goes on behind the scenes.
Exactly.
As people are trading information and saying, hey, listen, I listened to your talk and here's some ideas that I have. And
exactly.
That type of interaction is going on.
It's really cool because unlike any other conference that I've been to, there's a huge amount of trust. People are there because they really care about our planet. They really care about our people. And everybody has something to add. And we do say that the attendees are interchangeable with our speakers. And you, again, will sit next to one of the chief scientists from NASA. You'll probably sit next to him at dinner again. He's opening night speaker talking about where we are right now with everything included about space, right?
Yes.
And Khan Klobajnikov, we've got to talk about that.
But
in the meantime, too, on Tuesday, we're doing an amazing fire films panel with James Balog, who was the subject of Chasing Ice. Mm-hmm. He's also now, he is the writer for The Human Element, which is an amazing film we're showing Tuesday night as our feature film about not Earth, Wind, and Fire, but the humans now contribute so much to our global environment and its changes, and how do we adapt to climate change. I'm honored that he'll be joining us for not only the fire panel, but fire films panel, but also for the fire featured film night. And he'll be joining also for the oceans panel the next morning that you're going to be moderating, John, talking about saving our oceans.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, and we have the queen of virtual reality on our fire films panel, Eliza McNitt. She's amazing. She's showing people how it feels to actually be in space with VR. Mm. And we'll have James Redford with us talking about resilience. And another not well-known but really important filmmaker named Bill Neal, and he's local, and he's doing a film on the oldest whale in the world right now who's dying. And so it's going to be an amazing Tuesday Fire Films panel and feature night for James Balog's The Human Element.
So for those seekers of knowledge who are listening right here, who just may be local residents and say, wow, this sounds great, you know, can I be part of this as just a basic resident?
Yes. Yes. I'm really excited because this is the first year we're giving locals the ability to do a drop-in day pass. Normally the seats, I know it sounds so ridiculous, but this is an expensive event. And we put a lot of money into the initiatives that we are creating. We normally charge $5,900 for the seat for the week. And what we're doing for local residents. And this is next year, we're not going to be here. So this is why we're trying to make it really special this year. Hopefully we'll bring it back in 2 years, but we're just changing it out a little bit. On Tuesday, we're offering a $500 seat for locals and I'll give the fire codes. Wednesday is $1,000. Thursday is $1,000 and Friday is $500. And the codes are easy. Fire 2018 Tuesday. And the same thing through Wednesday through Friday. If you would like to come to the Fire Films evening and reception, it's go to firefilms.org and sign up, and you'll get a complimentary Fire Films membership, and you'll see the fire featured film and meet James Balog on Tuesday night. And so I'm really excited that finally we'll be able to, you know, really get people that want to come and meet these people to be able to come in for a day pass.
Well, we only have a couple minutes left, but I do want to tell Khan's story quickly. Maybe I can just set the stage.
Please.
He is a linguist. Khan Klobajnikov is a linguistics expert. And years ago, he did some groundbreaking studies on prairie dogs that would stick their head out of a hole and they would yelp to other prairie dogs. And in the beginning, they were able to ascertain that the prairie dog could tell between a wolf that could be a threat or a human. But then through his detailed analysis for a human, for an example, he could tell if it was a tall human or a short human.
Yeah.
The prairie dog could, could communicate if it was a fat human or a thin human. Oh, sure. The prairie dog could communicate if it was a red shirt or a blue shirt. Right. And so in doing all of this, he now believes that that many animals do the same thing. And our domestic dogs, through a series of watching their body language and listening to their actual language, we can start to communicate. And that's one of the big challenges at the conference,
Absolutely.
The CTO challenge.
Yep. I'm so glad that you brought that up. This is so cool. So Khan Shlobachikov did exactly what John just said. And what his company is called Zoolingua. And what we're doing for the CTO challenge this year is we are using our best technology leaders, and there are companies that are very famous and well-known that are working with us to help communicate with animals of intellect and also with dogs. So we believe that if we're able to communicate with dogs and the dogs say to us, and you may think you know your dog, but honestly, I've watched Khan and his work, and a large organization is behind his work. There are certain specific things that we do not see that our dog does that we don't get, and vice versa. So if we can understand dogs on a different level, the dogs will be able to tell us, I am in this cage and I want to be in your home instead. I'm not mean. I'm scared. Please take me home now. And the same thing goes with animals of intellect like whales and bonobos and gorillas and elephants. I mean, if we can communicate with other species, we should all be able to be treated well.
And he doesn't want the dog, he's not interested in the dog saying, hey, that was a great movie we saw last night, JW, and you know, it was a great plot and stuff like that. He's more interested in a dog advocating for himself, especially when they could be, you know, put to sleep.
Yes, and he stayed with me at my house, and I can tell you firsthand, he read my dogs. He read my dogs. I didn't even know what my dogs were saying.
Dr. Doolittle.
And Dr. Doolittle read my dogs and told me what they were saying.
Sharon Anderson Morris is the Programs Director for Strategic News Service, the Future and Review Events, and the Managing Director of Fire Films. Again, Future and Review Conference will be at Stein Erickson Lodge from October 9th through the 12th. Thank you so much for joining us.
Don't forget, futureandreview.com if you'd like to join us on any of the days, Fire 2018 Tuesday, or whatever day you want to join us, sign up and come as a local. We'd welcome you.
When we return, Katie Wang, Park City Film Series. Stay with us.